The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from theschoolofpodcasting.com. This is where we grab a random podcast and see how long we can hang on. Then I take my 15 years of podcasting experience and give you an honest first impression. And today we're listening to UK Health Radio. And I would tell you what the description is, but here's the thing. This is actually a streaming radio station. They're getting ready to turn it into a podcast, and they wanted some feedback first. So Janet sent me an episode and finally got me an MP3 file. And it goes a little something like this. Oh, one more thing. The website, thegoodgriefconversation.com. It goes a little something like this. All right. Voice over anytime now. Voiceover should... All right. Once upon a time in a sleepy hollow, there was a Christmas song that went on forever. Anybody want to talk? It is a talk show, right?
Welcome to the Good Grief Conversation. I'm your host, Janet Jones, and you're listening to UK Health Radio.
Right.
This program brings you honest, gritty, emotional and inspiring conversation around a subject that affects all of us, yet is still very much taboo.
All right.
So, join me now for this inspiring Good Grief Conversation.
All right, good description of what the show's about. Now I just need to know what the topic is. But first, apparently, we're going to listen to a bunch of piano music and hope we can stay awake. Seriously. Yeah, anytime now.
Hi, and welcome back to another Good Grief Conversation. I'm your host, Janet Jones, and today I have a wonderful guest for you. Her name is Ashley Jones. She is the founder and executive director of Love Not Lost. This is a non-profit organization which is on a mission to revolutionize the way we heal in grief. From losing her daughter to growing Love Not Lost, Ashley has a lot of experience in death and grief, and this is something that she never would have thought would be part of her bio. Yet, she's learned how to process, heal, and grow through the pain, and is sharing that information with others to help them to do the same.
Good job of reading.
This is a truly inspiring conversation with a different slant on grief. We also continue the conversation in the podcast extras. So if you haven't checked that out yet, just go to www.thegoodgriefconversation.com. I ask all of my guests to offer a gift for you, and there is now an incredible bank of resources to help you with your journey to transitioning your life after loss of any kind. You will also have the opportunity to support this program when you go over there so that we can keep this conversation going. So just head over to thegoodgriefconversation.com. But for now, sit back, grab a cuppa, or maybe you're driving, so don't do that. But whatever you are doing, prepare to be inspired.
All right.
Here's Ashley. Ashley, thank you so much for joining me on the Good Grief Conversation. I've really been looking forward to our conversation. You're an inspiration. You really are.
Thank you. I'm so honored to be here.
So we're going to start at the beginning, why you are here. And give us a little bit of that story, because probably like me, you didn't expect to be here at this part of your life.
Sure. Yeah. So I was young when I became a parent. My husband and I had been married. We had just celebrated our second year anniversary. And just weeks later, our daughter was born. And we were thrilled to be young parents. It was definitely a surprise, but it was one that we were figuring out.
Do we need the backstory?
Excited about. And we were sent home from the hospital with a healthy baby girl. And yeah, 1 month old, I just knew something wasn't quite right. So she wasn't moving a whole lot, and her right arm had come up like a chicken wing. And so when I would pull it back down, it would just automatically come up. Like, I could tell she wasn't controlling it. So I didn't know, like, in my past, I had volunteered with severely handicapped kids. So I had seen cerebral palsy, I had seen seizures and epilepsy, I had seen a lot of different conditions. And her contractures reminded me of cerebral palsy, but I could tell mentally she was there. And so I brought it up to our pediatrician. We went through a bunch of, you know, specialist appointments. And just a month later, at 2 months old, we got the diagnosis of spinal muscular atrophy, which is really similar to Lou Gehrig's disease.
Oh,
all the muscles degenerate and there's no cure.
Wow.
So we were told we would be lucky to see her first birthday, which was devastating.
Yeah.
You know, we were young parents. We were certainly the first of all of our friends to have a baby, let alone the first of all of our friends to lose a baby. So we didn't have, we didn't have any people to kind of like help us through that. And until one of our nurses, so we got set up with a team of doctors to kind of be our care team in this journey. And one of them was like, hey, I know this mom who just went through this. Let's connect you with her if she's open to it. And I didn't know that she had just lost her son in March, which was a month before I reached out to her.
Wow.
But she was so gracious and just really came alongside of us and helped us advocate for the best care for her. You know, they donated a stroller to us and like a special handicap stroller that's normally like thousands of dollars. And, you know, stuff that you just don't even think about needing. So anyway, I felt very fortunate and she was able to kind of be my support through that. And then she had told us about donating her son's body to a researcher out in Utah, Dr. Sobota. And I really love that idea because I'm a huge believer in organ donation. So it's like, you know, if I'm going to die and someone else can be saved and I'm going to die anyway, you know, it's like, hey, like, yeah, like give someone else another chance. And so knowing that all of our daughter's organs were going to be unusable, just deteriorated, it was one of those things, well, maybe we could help someone through that. Anyway, we had gotten on hospice at 10 months old. I called the researcher and she actually gave us some things to do that ended up doubling her life. It was really cool. And we ended up donating her body to her team and burying her when she was 21 months old.
That is really tough.
It was so tough. And so during that time, you know, we had a friend gift us a professional portrait session and the photos that we had of our family really made such a huge difference in my grieving process. I mean, I'm sure, you know, you hear stories like this all the time where it's like, I didn't know what to do with myself. You know, like you have all these hard emotions and like big emotions and no one's teaching us how to grieve. And so that was something for me that the photos gave me a tangible space to feel and to be present and to just get out whatever I needed to express.
It's a mighty
really
long answer.
Healing journey. And so I wanted to do that for other people. I started donating photography sessions to anyone I heard of facing a terminal diagnosis, being a photographer myself. And that ended up developing into Love Not Lost, which is the nonprofit that I lead today.
Yeah. Which is amazing. And as you know, I'm a photographer also. So there's so many similarities. We even share the same surname, you know, it's kind of strange. But just going back to, you know, that moment when you knew that you were going to have to say goodbye, you know, that run up. I've been very fortunate to see my children into being adults. And I guess what I'm learning through grief is that you always look at worst case scenarios. Because it helps you to find your strength in a way and your inspiration from other people also. And I always feel grateful that I saw my son become an adult. And it breaks my heart to think that I've said goodbye to him. But to say goodbye to your child, you know, as a baby, that must be really tough. So if we can go back to the moment when you realized, first of all, you were going to have to do that. You couldn't get away from that. You couldn't hide away from that.
I didn't. So the first week, honestly, the first week of the diagnosis was so brutal. I could barely eat anything. I think I drank smoothies for like a week.
All right. And if you're new to the show, that horse whinny means I like this show. And it really comes down to when I hit stop there, I was like, wait, I want to hear more of this. And I think Janet does a great job of doing exactly what she delivers. We talk about a subject that everyone can identify with, but nobody talks about. And the fact that she shared there at the end that she lost a son who was grown, holy cow, talk about being vulnerable. I was interested in this because I lost my mom at an early age, and nobody talks about how to deal with it. I love the fact that her guest was throwing out tips. Hey, we had a family portrait. That seemed to really help. There is no one size fits all, but any kind of tip can be beneficial. So I thought that was good. Obviously, for me, let's get the pace up. The music on here is way too long. And I guess on one hand, you don't want to have it too upbeat. Hey, welcome to the show. We're going to talk about death. You know, that's not going to work either. So I would just fade it out sooner. And the other thing I thought that was really odd, and this again is one of those kind of curses here, I'm listening through the ears of a podcaster, so I'm a little more picky, and I don't think the general public is going to notice this. Your audio on your intro was fabulous, but once it got to the actual show, you got a little echoey. Let me give you a little like back-to-back here.
This program brings you honest, gritty. So we're going to start at the beginning, why you are here.
And my guess is this is audio from Zoom recorded through a Blue Yeti. This is almost like one of those people where they drink something. Oh, I taste a little lemonade there with a hint of vodka. That's going to be my guess. Not a huge distraction, but you're right on the edge of, this could use probably a little tweaking. It's not horrible audio by any means. Definitely listenable, but things are starting to get a little fuzzy. I didn't look at the file you sent me, and that might be part of it. Maybe this has been set up for a streaming output that needs a smaller file so it's easier to stream, where a podcast are typically downloaded, and the format I recommend is either 128 kilobits per second stereo or 64 bits kilobits per second mono, both of those constant bit rate. And if you're brand new to podcasting, your eyes just glazed over, and reach out to me and I can help you with that. That's the kind of stuff we teach at the School of Podcasting. So I would shorten up the music, have that fade in and out. I would take a peek at what's going on with the audio and see if there's any way to improve that. I recommend doing interviews over Squadcast. I know there's no video for that. Some people are not against that because they want to throw it on YouTube. I get it. And, the other thing I wrote down here, you did a really good job of reading. Like, I know you were reading her bio, but it was pretty close to like, hey, is she reading that? Because you really had a great tone of voice and a great flow where so many people just read their LinkedIn bio and this is so-and-so. And it, so I thought it was pretty cool that you did a really good job of reading and almost making it sound like you weren't reading. So I really thought that was well done as well. So if you need help turning this into a podcast, you're in the right direction. Your audio, like I said, okay, not stellar, but not horrible. Cut back a bit on the music and you will be on the right path. Also want to mention again, the website, I know I said earlier, UK Health Radio, it's thegoodgriefconversation.com. So if you would like your show right here on the Podcast Rodeo Show, it's super easy. Go to podcastrodeoshow.com, click on the $5 button, and that will get you here. There are other options if you want a private version and a more in-depth version where I listen to more than the beginning. If you want to have a public version and get two, not one, but two podcast consultants and be on my YouTube channel and be on the podcast review show, that is also an option. It's all out there, podcastrodeoshow.com, where you can subscribe, sign up for the newsletters. We got some resources as well. Thanks so much for listening. This is Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com reminding you that there is always room for improvement.